7. Beware of the pitfalls of anger. Dear Prawn, thank you for your encouraging words that I have rendered a beautiful translation of the Buddha's teachings. I am inclined to admit that I cannot accept full credit for your compliments. I know that I am only an amateur translator. I'd like to explain here also that I did not translate literally all the teachings of the Buddha. Rather, I paraphrased them. If you are interested in knowing from what sutta, sections, and what pages of the Bali Canon, the excerpts are extracted, just let me know. I'll be glad to oblige and locate them so that you can look them up further. The contents of this letter on the tactics of anger management, I call Beware of the Pitfalls of Anger. The Buddha highlighted the peril that are attached with anger. For instance, 1. A temperamental person has a foul complexion. A person who is consumed by anger normally has a foul complexion. Although he may take care and cleanse himself using shampoo, skin care products, and an abundance of perfume, as well as practicing impeccable grooming with his hair dressing, shaving, and clean clothes, if he is always smattering inside with a tinder of anger, his appearance will not be improved by clothing or fragrance. He will still look as foul as ever, inside and outside. 2. A temperamental person sleeps in anguish. A person who lets himself be consumed by anger tends to sleep fitfully, tossing and turning. Even though he sleeps luxuriously on an expensive bed, adorned with woolen bed covers, decorated in floral designs, and has all kinds of state-of-the-art sleeping-inducing amenities, his mind still clenched onto anger. Sleeping on a soft, comfortable bed can never do anything to help him sleep soundly throughout the night. 3. A temperamental person is prone to material loss. A person who lets himself be consumed by anger usually loses his temper when crossed. He is prone to smashing and destroying his own possessions and those of others. Not only does he destroy material objects, if the raging fire of anger is not contained and gets out of control, he may start bickering, clashing, and sparring with others. The more frantic, the more hurt he gets, and the more desperate and destruction he becomes. With verbal and physical abuse, the other party may reciprocate by getting back at him. If he cannot inflict harm on the person, he may resort to destroying property and finding innocent victims for his anger in animals and inanimated objects. Hence, it's like a person on his way to the gate of doom. 4. A temperamental person, even of high status, is prone to lose all grace. When not consumed by anger, a temperamental person may be laser sharp, intelligent, and even brilliant. He may serve the country, religion, and more not, outstandingly, with such a wealth of contributions that he will be steadily promoted to higher status and prestige. But once his vision and discernment have been mirrored by anger, he becomes a totally different person. He does what he has never done. He behaves in ways he has never behaved. Through a superior, he acts like a subordinate. Through a learned man, he acts like a moron. Shamelessly displaying his idiocy and becoming a laughingstock to everyone else. Because of this inappropriate behavior that is unworthy of his high status, he will soon be discharged or demoted to a position of less status, no longer being able to wield power over others. Without his high status, he has no clout. Without clout, he has no followers. 5. A temperamental person is prone to be friendless and unloved. A person who lets himself be consumed by anger is inclined to lack loving kindness in his heart. His behavior is likely to be crude, vulgar, and uncivil. His words will be far from pleasing. His mind, which is in need of loving kindness, is susceptible to sizzling heat like ferments of burning charcoal, fanned by wind. Chapter 7 thus tends to be isolated, unloved, and friendless, like the scorching sun, which despite its remarkable contribution to the world at large, is without an entourage of stars willing to keep its company. 6. A temperamental person has, as his destiny, a realm of hope awaiting him in the next life. A person who lets himself be consumed by anger is inclined to forget the teachings of the sages. His mind shifts from virtue to respite, and despicable behavior in deed, words, and thought. His action only bring calamity. Upon his death, his journey in the afterlife shall take him to the lower world, where he shall stay in perpetuity. 7. A temperamental person risks being a murderer. A temperamental person, enraged, tends to lose his senses and is capable of committing matricide. A temperamental person, enraged, tends to lose his senses and is capable of committing patricide. A temperamental person, enraged, tends to lose his senses and is capable of committing murder of the noblest of men, like Arahant. A temperamental person, enraged, tends to lose his senses and is capable of committing homicide and genocide. 8. A temperamental person is prone to commit suicide. A temperamental person, enraged, may commit suicide in different manners. For example, with a sword, a pistol, a knife, by poison, hanging or jumping over the cliff, etc. He may inflict pain upon himself unwittingly and unconsciously. His downfall and bad fortune are doomed by his own anger. There are considerably more dangers born out of anger, but the many excerpts and instances that I have chosen to translate and paraphrase from the scriptures in this letter should help you shun anger somewhat. At this stage, if your anger is still raging, I will find some other tactics for dealing with anger further next time I write. your t-shirt.